Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Our next guest filled in for Rob last week, did a good job on Friday. He is a former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio weekend host, Ephraim Salaam.
Yo,
what's
yo.
Up, man?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, Ephraim.
Yo.
I'm inviting you on the radio, so you, your wife, you know, whoever you want to bring, you know I'm doing a comedy show at the Comedy Chateau this Friday night. What time is it? 7:30. I'm going to send you the invite. I got free tickets for you, you and your bride.
All right, I'll be coming then.
All right, be ready to laugh. You know I got nothing but jokes.
You definitely got nothing but jokes.
I need that. I need the sound. I need that laugh track from Craig.
Right, you could use that.
Craig Melvin.
He's going to need all of it, pumping it through the crowd.
Yes.
Ephraim, so the big story today, I don't know if you've seen it, apparently is that Ron Rivera, some of the Washington Redskins players
got their panties in a bunch.
Have gone to Ron Rivera and complained about, or at least talked to him, I don't know if complained is too strong, about Eric Bieniemy's intensity, yelling, things like that. And here's Rivera talking to the press about it today.
I had a number of guys come to me, and I said, hey, just go talk to him. I said, understand what he's trying to get across to you, you know. And I think as they go and they talk and they listen to him, it's been enlightening for a lot of these guys. I mean, it's a whole different approach. You get a different kind of player from the players back in the past, especially in light of how things are coming out of college football. So a lot of these young guys, you know, they do struggle with certain things. Eric has an approach, and it's the way he does things, and he's not going to change, and because he believes in it. Jack has his approach. You know, having been a head coach, I think Jack has a tendency to try and figure guys out a little bit more as opposed to, hey, this is it, this is the way it's going to be, that type of stuff. Where Eric hasn't had that experience yet.
Just that when they came to you, it was just they felt like Eric was riding them too hard? Or
well, they just were a little concerned.
All right, first, Ephraim.
I know, go ahead,
do you have an issue with Rivera spilling these beans to the media? Like, you think he should have just been like, you know, just, you know, not told all the dirty laundry, if that's what it is, about the players being concerned or not?
Well, I first of all, I'm of the sound body and mind of you keep family business in the family. Keep right. it in-house. That ain't got nothing to do with nobody outside of that locker room, outside of right. that business. And this is the problem with today. Everybody wants everything to be known, and everybody wants to talk about everything publicly. Well, everything is not made for the public. It's not. And these are types of issues that would have never come out previous because they're things that don't have to deal with anything but what's going on in the locker room. Nothing we say to that can change or affect what's happening there. So why should we know about it? It's great for us to talk about. Now, I'm glad.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good for us. Right. Chris said that.
We can talk about it.
Right, right.
But in terms of building a team and building trust, that's the exact opposite thing you can do.
It just also, and Ephraim, I was saying to Chris before you came on, if he wasn't like that, they would say, oh, he's so soft, and this is a country, he runs a country club. No wonder he hasn't been hired as a head coach. You know what I mean? Like, you can't win. What you can't win if you took that approach.
Well, speaking of not winning, the mediocrity that was the Redskins and now the Commanders.
Right.
We get to see why exactly they're mediocre. We get to see why exactly they don't have the tradition of winning that the old regime, like I'm talking about John Riggins back in the Doug Williams days. There's a disconnect there because if you can go and complain to your head coach because your coach is yelling at you and being too mean, yep, because you suck.
Right.
Right?
Well,
because
we
you're not doing the things that Eric knows you need to do to be a winner.
Right.
If you notice that you're not doing those things, if he, as a coach, it's his responsibility to get you to change the culture and change how you approach the game. And if you're not willing to do it, then you got to go find someplace else to be.
That's we agree. Yeah, we agree with you. I mean, even on Rivera putting it out there, yeah. I don't know that he did. He did it maliciously, but you just don't need to
share
that.
You don't need to share
that.
That doesn't
now it's a big story. Right. Now Bienemy's got another target on him and all that. Let me ask you, Rivera said though, today's players and they come out of college now and they're different. And can you give some insight on that? I mean, we think he means y'all used to be able to get yelled at and take it. And today's players can't handle it.
You can't yell at a player. You can't cuss at him. You can't do any of those things to a player because they're coddled. And if you're coddled, then you're fragile. And I'm not saying anything about, masculinity or toxic masculinity.
Right, or
like
kicking
that.
Somebody like Urban Meyer did.
Well,
Let me tell you this. As a professional athlete, okay, coming up in a sport that is highly competitive, only a very few people have the opportunity to play at that level and play for a long time at that level. There's a reason why. If you have thin skin, this is not for you.
Yep.
Okay? If you have thin skin, go do something else. We're not saying you can't play football, but you can't play at the highest level if every criticism of something you're doing wrong. Now, we're not talking about you're doing everything right and the coach is still riding you. That's a different topic. We're talking about you're not doing or performing up to the level you need to be to become a winner, and then you're mad because you're being coached to do it. And whichever way a coach feels that he can get through to you, that's the problem.
Ephraim, you mentioned at the highest level, but even at the lower levels, coaches would yell back in the day. When do you think this changed?
When kids in high school start videotaping their coaches, cussing them out for playing like trash.
Right.
And then the world was appalled. Oh, my God. How are they talking to those children like that? Hey, lady, you should hear how your son and or your daughter is talking in the locker room.
Period. Right.
Like, this is the reality of it. I was there. I've been a teenage boy. I've been in high school. I've been in every locker room you can be in on every level. So I know what's going on, and I know it all from firsthand experience. Okay? So if you're appalled because the coach is digging into a team, then you don't know what that element is. You're not familiar with the level that you have to get to, right, to be great. Right? Coaches are responsible of helping young players bring out greatness. That's the only way you can do it. Right? I coach now. I'm not cussing and I'm not dog. I'm not doing any of that. But my players understand the standard we've set. Okay? The intensity that we must play with. They understand that and their parents are thankful. I'm just not cussing at them and stuff like that. All right? But if you, I'm telling you, if you have thin skin, sport is not for you.
There was a story about Micah Parsons going too hard at Dak Prescott and maybe hitting him low and, you know, wanting to complete.
There's a video,
you know,
too.
Wanting to complete the sack. You know what I mean? Instead of just tapping your quarterback. Like, does that have to be explained that you're not trying to hurt your own guys in practice or are we missing something? Cool.
That's just goofy.
Yeah. Right? It don't make sense.
That's goofy. I don't care who you are. You can't touch the quarterback, man. You cannot touch the quarterback.
Can you tap him? If you want to show that you got the sack, can you run by a tap or anything like that?
You're not supposed to touch him at all, right?
Don't touch him. Don't touch him. Don't tap him because all you need is your big helmet in the way of his hand and him to break three fingers on one on his throwing hand. Don't touch him. We see the film. If you beat an offensive lineman, we can see it. We know what's happening.
Right.
You don't got to be over there. You work on your move. Work on your move. They got bags and dummies and all that over there for you to work on actually completing the sack and tackling to the ground. When you're in a team environment, hey, brother, that's why the quarterback's jersey is red.
Yep. Don't touch him. Red.
Don't even run near him. Don't run by him. You don't know if he's going to spin and roll out. And hey, man, it's too much money on the line, brother. Go sit down somewhere.
When we see the practices and, you know, I mean, what we're saying, you know, they're not always in full pads, and obviously they're not hitting like you when you played.
Ain't no hitting going on.
Now, when you played, y'all hit, tackled, everything was full go. I mean, maybe not the quarterback, but everything else.
In training camp, we had live periods. So we're going live, everybody with the quarterback, let's take them to the ground, short yardage, inside run, live drill, tackle.
It's real playing.
Live.
Right.
So how do you think that the way they practice for the most part today, how do you think that affects the product on Sundays?
Oh, well, it's subpar in some instances. And we can see it. We're sitting up there watching. You can see the missed tackles. It takes, you know, a good half the season for teams to really get up to performance level. You got the missed tackle. Nobody plays in the preseason anymore. So, you know, you come out and the games don't look as sharp as they necessarily should look or need to look for that time of year. But by, you know, mid-October, somewhere in there, teams start to really get around to it and start understanding tackling and hitting and going against opponents, putting game plans in. And it's just the nature of the beast now. You don't hit in practice. You don't go full speed in practice. All of that's off the table now. You know, in the collective bargaining agreement, you can only have so many padded days, right? Which in the long run for player health, I absolutely agree with. But in terms of the short time and putting the best product on the field as soon as you can, it's not you can't have both ways. You can't have it both ways.
All right. That is good inside information from our man Ephraim Salaam, longtime NFL player himself. Thanks, man. Great stuff.
All right,
stuff.
Ephraim.
Absolutely. I just want you to know you guys were too hard on me today. I don't know.
Are you going to call Scott?
I'm going to call Scott and tell him that I didn't feel like you guys
gave
me the right opportunity to speak the way I want to.
Yes. It's like Rob and Chris worked me over like a burger and fries. Okay.
Are those some of the jokes
we live in now?
Those some of the jokes, yes. Okay. Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ephraim, believe me, you will have heard every joke
no,
before.
No, it's not true. It's not
true. I've heard it 478 times myself.
Hey, Ephraim, I started my Hall of Fame speech down in Birmingham with a joke, and Chris laughed.
It was a pretty good joke.
He still laughed.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
And we're going to talk about this situation, Rob, in Baltimore with the Orioles. And first they suspended their broadcaster, and now they've brought him back. Rob G., give us the summary of what's going on down there with the Orioles.
Yeah, so on July 23rd, Orioles play-by-play broadcaster Kevin Brown said during the broadcast, had a whole graphic explaining everything about how Tropicana Field, home of the Tampa Bay Rays, has been a house of horrors for them, that they just have not been winning, that they routinely get smacked while they play there.
They haven't won a series like in 17 series or something?
In fact, this season alone, they've won as many games there this year as they had in the previous three seasons combined. So he was just talking about how poorly that they've played. Well, very quietly, after the game, the team decided that he would be suspended for his comments, which they felt were inappropriate to talk about the Baltimore Orioles. It wasn't until Awful Announcing, The Athletic, The New York Post, several other outlets came out a few days ago. Actually, they might have been yesterday and the day before, and reported that the reason why he had been off the air since July 23rd was because of these comments. Obviously, you had a huge blowback. You had Michael Kay go on the air for the Yankees game. You had the Mets announcers. All these different broadcasters were talking about it during their games last night. And so again, earlier this afternoon on Tuesday, the Orioles quietly announced that Brown would be back in the booth on Friday and refused to acknowledge whether or not his absence was suspension related, only calling it a, quote, personal matter.
Well, Chris, I listened to the comments.
Okay.
He didn't say anything. It was a stated fact. Ridiculous. And anyway, Chris, you've been on pregame shows. That when they make the graphics and all that, there's producers and other people who are involved with that. He didn't do that on his own.
He didn't put together those.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So the people who were running the show, it was the most obvious thing. Here the Orioles are having this great year. Chris, looks like they're gonna win the division, or they're in the hunt to win the division. And you're worried about a broadcaster giving you facts? He didn't say, God, this team is lucky to be where we are, and the Orioles really stink, and Tampa Bay should win the division, and I don't know how the Orioles are, you know, like anything like that. He was stating straight facts. Chris, when you listen to the tape, I was waiting for the wait for it. And it never came.
And it was over.
He never said anything. Nick, did you hear it? Nick, hop on.
Well, the thing is, you can say it. Yeah, I think you're right and in talking about the tone of it. Because
I want to see Nick, because Nick is just, you're a broadcaster.
Yes.
Did you listen to it? Because, Chris, did you hear it or you didn't hear it?
I didn't hear it.
Just Nick, did you hear anything?
No. I mean, this is very typical things to say as a broadcaster. I do a fair amount of play-by-play work myself. This is very much, you're providing context to what's going on in past years and current years. And I think the key sticking point, you brought it up here, Rob, is that you had the graphics going with it. So this wasn't Kevin Brown on his own. Literally, it was there in the graphic. Chris, this was pre-produced.
He didn't go rogue.
It was in the team's game notes as well. So I don't know why he is the fall guy for something that came across several people's desks and was put into the program.
No doubt. Nick, thank you. Chris, it makes no sense. As I said, you did the NBA pregame show. When something's brought up in a meeting and they make graphics, that means that the producer's on board, everybody's on board.
Right. And now, look, you can tell them, hey, let's do a graphic of this or that. But sometimes they may put it together on their own, or sometimes you may do it. But the bottom line is, look, if we're on a debate show, whether it's the iCouple or it's First Things First or Undisputed with Skip Bayless, whatever it might be, we might say it in a way that a team might not like. But if you're saying that the broadcaster essentially just pointed it out, hey, you know, when they go to Baltimore, they struggle. They haven't won there and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not like he went on there and said they're hot garbage when they play
exactly
in Baltimore. And that's ridiculous. And good for all the broadcasters that called them out and they got him back on the air. And look, Rob, we do know that hometown teams or websites often will want, you know, soft coverage.
Right.
Rob, when I first got to FS1, and obviously I was fresh off of covering the NBA for decades with ESPN and New York Times. And a couple times local Fox stations wanted me to go on and talk about their teams. And I would talk about it like a national guy. I wouldn't give all of the, you know, I wouldn't just praise them. They're 32 and 50, and they want me to praise them, and I would give the real. And sometimes they were like, ah, he was a little too harsh on our team. And all, you know, and that's local stuff. And Rob, you and I talk about that. Look, sometimes, I mean, a league or a team may actually have a site where they really more so maybe a league where they let you just report, right? And if it's negative, it's negative, but they let it go. But oftentimes these teams and what they want from their announcers as well, the announcers or the reporters, Rob, if they on the site and they on the station and the channel, they want everything to be favorable. But in this case, it sounds like, I mean, you have to paint the picture. You have to be, you're right, you have to give context to the situation.
No doubt. Nick, you got one last thing to add on that?
Yeah, just quickly. Also, the title of the graphic was it? Tropical Depression.
Right.
So I wonder if this graphic guy got a suspension as well.
You know what? The producer probably got the business too, Chris, that they weren't happy. And you know what? Coming up in baseball, Justice. David Justice was an analyst for the Yankees. He's going to talk about his scenario and circumstances there, and how sensitive these guys are, Chris.
Right.
But go ahead. I don't understand it. And you know what it did, Chris? It took away from the Orioles, which is a nice story.
A great season.
Am I right?
Right.
Why are we talking about this instead of that team?
Yep. No, that's a great point. That's a great point. And they messed up. That's all there is to it. Because as you said, we should be talking about
the Orioles,
how they're having this great season. And instead, they've got egg on their face.
Right. They look like they're petty and that they're that they
they look like, you know what? They look like a team that's not used to winning.
Right.
Because the way they're handling this. And they aren't, obviously. But this just makes you look bush league. And Rob, I know it was a long time ago. The Orioles used to be a really good franchise.
Yep.
And they've, been on some tough times, haven't made the playoffs in what, about 6-7 years or something like that. But this just makes you look bush league. I mean, gosh, what did he look? Even if they had been critical, I mean, do you really need to take them off the air?
No. You know what?
Even if they were like, man, we don't play our best baseball there. Right. We got to get it together. So you got to take them off the air?
You could have had a conversation with them. This isn't like, you remember the Oakland A's announcer where he used the N-word or something? Those are the guys you take off the air. Can't have that kind of a slip up. You know what I mean? And you're, as a broadcaster.
What's happened to him? Do you have any idea?
Look, probably.
I mean, I know he's off the air.
Yeah, but no, nothing. I mean, it'll be hard for him to get another job just because, Chris, you know that you're a broadcaster. Certain things you can't say.
That was just hard to.
Yeah. You can't bounce back from
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
That
how'd you get that? How'd that come out of your mouth?
Yeah. Right. No, that, come on.
And you know what? And we talked about it before. Like Charles Barkley. I mean, I've watched inside the NBA when he said, oh, this is unwatchable. The NBA's unwatchable.
Right. Like, well, that's a good example.
You know what I mean?
You know,
like,
they'll let him say what he wants.
Charles
to
gets to say whatever he wants, and that's what makes him so special. Now, most people can't do that. You're on there, Chris, for the network. You know what I mean? You're working and you're representing the league. You just can't go ham on these on the league every chance you get. I'll give you this.
Well, there's some that think, and I have no idea if this is true, but, there's some that think Jeff Van Gundy was let go at ESPN because he was out. He was often critical of the referees. And so I don't know if that's the case, but some think that.
But Chris and I can tell you, and I worked at ESPN for 8 years, FS1 for 5, and now MLB. I've never had anybody come up to me and say, don't say this or – you know what I mean? Like, have you been in any meetings like that?
I have had a couple. Like I mentioned the one earlier. There were a couple times at ESPN when, really once that I remember. Interestingly, Rob, it was rare that you taped anything. Most of 99.999% of the time, it was live. But there was one time where I said something. It wasn't I want to say what it was. It wasn't bad.
Right, right.
But it had a racial element to it. And can we retape that? You know, can we retape that? You know,
right.
But that was one time. But for the most part, never.
But normally, like going into it, and that was like something they probably thought it was a little too hot.
Yeah.
But I've never been told like straight up, like don't say anything negative. Don't say anything negative about baseball. Don't say anything about the commissioner. Like I've never heard that at MLB Network. Like,
and with the debate shows, you know, TV or radio, mainly TV. People often think, Rob, that, you know, one side, you know, we're making up stuff. Like you and I used to co-host Undisputed, filling in for Skip and Shannon at times. And a lot of times people think, you know, one guy takes one side guy takes the other. It's not like that. Like you and I have done that a lot. Obviously, I still do it with First Things First. And you say what you feel.
Right.
It sometimes is better. Or most often is better when you disagree, but I've never in any of, I've done First Take, Undisputed, First Things First, all of them. And never have I been told or has the other guy been told to take a side just so we can fabricate a debate.
I've never been in a room or in a meeting with anybody. People used to ask me that all the time. Oh, does Skip just do that? I said, that's not... That's not a part of what we do. People will read through that. You just can't do it like that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rob, the top 10 players in the NFL, and really the top 100 has been named, and the top 10 came out today. Rob G, can you read us the list?
Actually, it came out last night, Chris, but yes, I have the top 10 in order, 10-1. They finished the list on NFL Network last night.
They had a nice show. Yes.
Big broadcast about it. Number 10. Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman Chris Jones, who's currently unhappy with his contract.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought they had plenty of money for everybody.
Nah, I guess,
no?
Apparently not.
I guess not.
Apparently not.
Mahomes needs to have a conversation with them.
Am I right, Chris? Why are we short? Why can't we play one of the best players in the league, one of the top 10 players?
I'm taking less. Travis Kelce's taking
exactly.
less.
Exactly. Right. It makes no sense.
If we just lost Tyreek Hill, we might lose Chris Jones.
It's ridiculous. This is what we're talking about. Stop doing their work.
That sounds like a segment for tomorrow, Rob.
For real.
We're going to bookmark that.
Right, Chris? Stop it.
Nah, I mean, look, and I'm all for it. You know, if I'm a quarterback, I'm not against them taking less money to get better players and win. But if they're not going out and getting the better players, they're just counting on him to deliver.
Right.
Which he does, but still. Keep our stars. That's all I'm saying. All right, go ahead.
That's a tease for tomorrow.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Number 9, Dallas Cowboys linebacker Micah Parsons. Number 8, Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Number 7, the aforementioned Dolphins wide receiver, formerly of the Chiefs, Tyreek Hill. Number 6, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. Number 5, the another aforementioned Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Number 4, Niners defensive end Nick Bosa. Number 3, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Number 2, Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson. And number 1, the guy you just talked about, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
All right, look, this is the players, Rob, that vote. We know we've talked about players voting. But, you know, it's they got number 1 right. I think that's undoubtable now. I actually think, you know, he's been the best quarterback in the league the last several years. But this is the second time he's been number 1. But do you have – I'm going to go here. I think Jalen Hurts, you know, I love him. I love all his intangibles. You know I'm big on that. And he improved dramatically last year as a passer. Remember, Rob, we've talked to guys down in Philly that loved him but were like, he can't throw. And last year, he showed you he could throw 66% completions, 22 touchdowns. Now, that's not that high, but he doesn't throw it as much as, like, the bigger superstar quarterbacks. He threw it, like, 150 times less than Joe Burrow, roughly. And so his touchdown percentage wasn't bad, but 22, only 6 picks. Great season. And in the Super Bowl, when they needed him to throw, Rob, to have a chance to win, he did it. He had a high percentage, threw for 300-plus yards, a touchdown, and ran for 3 touchdowns, so a fantastic performance. But I don't think he belongs ahead of Joe Burrow. I would even say Josh Allen right now. And look, if you want to argue he had a better year last year than Joe Burrow, it's arguable. If you want to argue that he will be better than those guys, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, by the end of this season, that's definitely an argument. If he improves, and I expect him to make a jump. But right now, I think Burrow should have been ahead of him, Rob, and here's why. One, as much as Lamar and Jalen and some other running quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Daniel Jones, I mean, he's not in the category of changing the game, but guys, really Lamar and Jalen are changing the way we view how the position has to be played. Like now it's like you can play it different ways. And even though that's the case, passing is still king. And Joe Burrow's a better passer, I believe. Two, he's done it a little bit longer. I get it. He's only been in the league 3 years himself. But for 2 of them, he's been great. Jalen's had 1 great year. I want to see Jalen follow up. I think he will. I actually think he'll take a jump. But I want to see it. And then here's the third thing, Rob. Jalen does play behind the best offensive line in football. And Burrow is playing behind one of the worst. Now, I think they tried to improve over the offseason. We'll see if they did. But last year was one of the worst. The year before, it was like bottom 10. And so he has played with worse offensive lines by a mile and still playing tremendously. So that's I think Jalen should definitely be in the top 10, but I would have had Burrow ahead of him.
I just think it's, you know, it's always a recency bias.
Well, certainly with the players.
That's what I'm saying. He went to the Super Bowl, so they think that he's there and Joe Burrow didn't last year. I mean, I can't look at that, and that's why I have a hard time with some of these polls and whatnot, because it's just what happened yesterday. You talked about Patrick Mahomes. You think he's the best quarterback the last 4 or 5 years, but he's not. He hasn't been number one every year.
He was number eight last year.
Well, that's what coming off of a year that people thought he had a bad year, Chris. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Remember, he had the 8 games in a row where he had a pick. I mean, so players look at him and, okay, he didn't play what he had played before, but number 8? I just think that that's why.
Right, that was my thing. He drops to number 8?
How do you drop to number 8? I mean,
you know what Lamar was?
Not in the top 20?
He was in the 70s this
year. Yeah, that's what I'm
He was number one, a few years ago?
But that's my point is like.
No, I agree with you on that.
That's the issue I have with these is. That's what these guys are. Oh, wait a minute. Who's in the Super Bowl? Oh, yeah. He's one of the best. He's a top 10. Oh, yeah. What happened? Let's see. I don't know. Where was Aaron Rodgers on this list? I'm curious.
Check it out.
I'm just curious.
I want to say.
Where you got him?
I want to say he was in the 60s.
Yeah, he had a bad year. He had a bad year last year, so all of a sudden he can't play.
Rob G, tell us where Aaron Rodgers was at.
Do you know what I'm saying, Chris? Like.
Oh, yeah. No, it's totally.
Yeah,
it's totally.
Yeah, he was 51st overall in the 100.
Yeah.
And he was the seventh quarterback overall.
Right. But I'm just saying, and he had a bad year for him. Yeah. So he had a bad year.
Age.
Yeah, and so they discounted him, and they did it before Chris, before he had the back-to-back MVPs. I just think it's recency biased, and that's what people look at, and they just go, oh, yeah, he's had a great year last year, so I'm going to vote for him. Or he had a bad year, so I'm not voting for him. Or rather than taking a look at the body of work and really what these players have done, it's more than just one season, don't you think, when you talk about – or is it –
Absolutely.
I don't think
– are you in agreement with me on the Burrow Hurts thing?
Yeah, Joe Burrow's body of work to me has been better because it's more. Right. I mean, what have they beaten the Chiefs and Mahomes?
They've
4 out of 5?
Three out of the last four.
3 out of 4, Chris.
And close that playoff
game. And that playoff game, they were close to getting back to the Super Bowl. They just lost. I mean.
Right.
And he won his last 8 to get in that position. Like, seriously?
Yeah. And this is.
And Jalen Hurts had a great Super Bowl.
Right.
He played.
He did.
He was phenomenal. I mean, that might be one of the best performances for a losing quarterback, Chris. He played great.
He was great. Chris Jones of the Chiefs said it was the best performance he's ever seen from a quarterback in a Super Bowl. That's too far. He was phenomenal, Rob.
No, he played
but
great.
I can't say it's the best when he also made the unforced fumble that played a large role in their loss. You know, they were up 14-7 second quarter. He dropped the ball on a QB draw, and Nick Bolton picked it up and ran 36 yards for a touchdown. Rob, if they go up 21-7 on that drive, it's a whole different ball game.
Now,
and I don't want to say he played poorly. He still had an A-minus game. But when you talk the superlatives of the best ever by a quarterback,
right.
That's all I'm saying. Chris
Jones. Right, and that's a big turnaround. And it's.
But he was great.
Yeah, he played great.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He showed... I think, and he showed it most of last year, that he can throw the football. And so, Rob, now he does have a new OC. You know, he's got to get used to that, but Doug Peterson's still the head coach. But
and I'll be interested to see, now that they see what he does, do they force him, put an extra man in the box, and make him pass, Chris?
Yeah.
We're just not giving up the run, okay? We understand that. if you're going to get us downfield, we're going to have to live with that. But we can't allow you to run all over us,
right,
and then make the throw, the other throws. One or the other. I got to cut something off. And if I'm cutting off something from him, I'm cutting the legs off. I have to.
Until he proves otherwise. Because they have some great receivers, too. Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Like, they got people for him to throw the football to. So, but I agree. You try that. And if he proves it, you know, that he's slinging it,
then you got to regroup and adjust, Chris. But you got to do something with your game plan on him.
Yep.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.